This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Well, for me, I have got quite a lot of accrued wisdom on this one, Jenny. I think there's either two ways to go, zap or stodge. And this dish incorporates them both. So zap, I mean chili, to kind of, you know, wake you up and make you sit up straight. And stodge, because actually you do need a little bit of lining in your tummy.
So what food will you be cooking?
Well, it's my dish called hangover eggs, because, of course, the third thing you need when you've got a hangover is eggs.
Why?
Oh, it's just that soothing cuddle factor that an egg does. Sorry, I was doing a nice sharpening here.
Does it sound slightly dangerous? I don't have a headache yet, but I will if you keep sharpening that knife like that. So how are you starting?
So it starts with an onion, because a lot of things, almost everything starts with an onion. Just give it a little sauté first. I've also got some spuds bubbling away on the side there, which I just chopped up. So the spuds go in, so you peel with a knife peeler, however, whatever's close to hand when you're hungover. And the whole thing is one potter, one disher, so smallish frying pan for one person. And you just cover the spuds with enough water and about a couple of millimetres more, pinch of salt, lid on, and let them bubble away for a while. Then, whilst they're doing that... Sorry!
I'm so glad I haven't got a hangover this morning, because you're very noisy.
I am. I'm not hungover this morning. I'm different when I am. I'm quite ebullient this today. So then once your spuds are done and, you know, just soft, like for mash, you drain them, but don't mash them. And then you just wipe out your pan, bit of onion going into butter. Sizzle, sizzle. Sauté, sauté. Now, I think that chilli is an essential part of getting over your hangover.
Why? What does the chilli do for you?
Well, it just, you know, makes your eyes open, your eyes water, it makes you come back into the room, as it were. Actually, in this recipe, one kind of chilli is essential, which is the chilli flakes, which I'm going to put in now. But I think the chilli is a crucial part of getting over your hangover. And this has also got a slight element of bubble and squeak, so it's got the comfort factor of the eggs, the potatoes, the onions, but then, you know, the chilli to really kind of whoop it up.
What about people who are so hungover? The very thought of food just makes them feel ill. What other pick-me-ups might you recommend for people who really don't want to eat?
Well, I did spend quite a lot of time thinking about this, because, comes from this book, which I've written for my daughter, which is all about advice for life. And so I wrote some motherly advice on dealing with a hangover. And in that, I say that you should also do things like fresh juices. So, you know, proper fresh juices, beetroot, kale, you know, slightly the ones that will not only make you feel better, as in terms of antioxidants, but actually make you feel like you're doing something for yourself. There's a little bit of a hair shirt to kale juice, certainly.
What about hair of the dog?
Hair of the dog, I have been known to do a half a lager with a full English breakfast sometimes. I know, but it does, there is something to it. You don't want to do it often, but, you know, hey, it's the festive season.
So that's the onions and the chilli frying madly.
The onions and chilli.
When do the potatoes go in now?
So the spuds are going back in now, and we're just going to let those pick up the heat again, get a little bit brown and crispy on the outside. Now, everything I've told you so far is based on my thoughts. There's a little bit of science, never that accurate, a little bit of science is that tomatoes actually are supposed to be good for a hangover. There's a thing called lycopene. I think that's how you pronounce it, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. And that actually is supposed to help you with your hangover. So we've got some cherry tomatoes here. I'm just going to half them and throw them in the pan as well.
And they'll just fry alongside the other things.
Yeah, and I'm going to grab my masher and just kind of show the spuds the masher. And then when you've got something that's beginning to sort of look like a breakfast that you can't wait to tuck into...
It does smell good, actually.
Well,
it smells really lovely.
I mean, it's just comfort food, really. So what you then do is you make a little hole in the middle, like so, and you grab an egg, and you just crack the egg straight into the middle, bit of seasoning.
How long do you cook the egg for? You don't want the yolk hard, do you?
No. You've got to have a runny yolk. Runny yolk's part of the emotional experience.
Oh, you popped a lid?
I have popped a lid on, because what I want the white to set. I want the yolk to say runny, and I want that all to be done in about a minute and a half, something like that. And the lid just keeps the heat moving in a kind of circular way around the pan as opposed to it going off into the air. My final recommendation with this recipe is that you do eat it from the pan. You're there, you're on your own, you've got a hangover. There's no need for plates.
No plate.
Spoon and pan and you.
Put it down. Mind the table.
Gotcha.
Thank you very much. And now I shall taste it. This is hot.
Are you inventing your hangover at this stage?
I'm totally inventing it. I plan to have one tomorrow.
Do some method acting.
That is so comforting. And actually, it's very delicious. And if I had a hangover, I would be able to feel it going straight away.
Hangover eggs. Can't go wrong.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.